What does your season hold within it today? A job transition? A change in relationships? Some kind of palpable movement from one life stage into the next? Maybe your child will soon walk across a raised wooden stage in a spiffy cap and long gown, and you just can't believe your baby, the one you read Goodnight Moon and Barnyard Dance to, is going to walk toward his or her grown-up future. Maybe your mom and dad, those two people who cared for you all those years, is in a position of needing care themselves. Maybe you just became a mama yourself, and you're overwhelmed with the idea of being in charge of a little person. Sometimes a changing season clangs around in our soul and sounds like heavy traffic in a downtown city. Horns honking and people shouting. It holds difficult change you didn't anticipate, but like screeching tires on a blacktop pavement, it brings life to a screeching halt. And sometimes a new season comes like the passing of spring to summer. It's expected. It's good and right and beautiful. You anticipate it, but depending on what all it brings, you may or may not look forward to it. Whatever the shape and size of the season, you may feel breathless, unsettled, and just plain overwhelmed at the view ahead of you on down the road. As we think about what we need to give ourselves to adjust to this new season, I think a good place to begin is within the actual seasons. Right now, we are on the downhill slide of spring's fresh new growth. But before we enjoyed spring and eventually summer, winter raged on. And under the blowing snow and icy winds of December, January, and February, the earth rested. We couldn't have the fruit of summer without the rest of winter or the rains of spring. Within our own changing season, we likely experienced a period of cold, dark winter. And within our own winter, we had to wait. There's nothing growing that we could see. So we must trust that as winter does its necessary work, God allows us to be in the necessary work of today so we are better prepared to handle and receive the fruit of tomorrow. If your present season is handing you anxiety and stress, what if I could offer you a better, kinder way to deal with that change, a way that moves like a gentle hand covering your wringing heart like the snow covers the resting landscape? One that asks you to relax your white-knuckled grip on the steering wheel of this changing season, of the way it's moving in your life. Yes, there's a way to deal with this transition that asks us to let go of our right here and now worries and concerns and remind ourselves that if God has taken care of us through our changing seasons of the past, then He won't leave us stranded through this season in the present. The time will come when we look down the road in front of us and see that indeed, this new season was not the end of us. It won't be, friend. This new season is not the end, and it won't be the end of you. But it can be hard to remember this as we are going through it, can't it? For the next 5 days, I'd love to be your journey companion as you pull back the curtains on this new season of yours. I'd like to be a gentle guide that helps you see this transition in a different light. I'd love to walk with you as you walk through your changing season. I promise not to walk too fast by telling you things like, "Buck up, kid, it could be worse." And I promise not to walk too slow and trivialize your time with tired cliches and phrases. I will simply meet you at the intersection where your tired anxiety over the change meets God's purpose found in it. Psalm 111, verse 7 says, "All God's precepts are trustworthy, including those that echo these promises. He knows, He sees, and He cares about you." May your heart and soul be opened and encouraged to fully receive these truths. Thank you.